Hi, this is Moon to Moon, and I'm your host, Britton LaRue. I'm a consulting astrologer, I'm a teacher, I'm a writer, and I'm an intuitive coach of sorts. So in this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you a framework, a conceptual framing for what I have come to see as the relationship that I have to what you can call my tool set, my skills, my gifts, the abilities that I've grown from the experiences that I've been through in my life, including skills and tools that I'm building and that I'm growing in myself, as well as like the ones I felt to be born with. And how my relationship to my tools grows in trust and grows in synergy and grows in what we can call magic, the more I'm in relationship to them as my tool set. And I call this framework that I want to introduce the Magician's Table. And I talk about how I conceived of this and what it means across the episode, because it is my hope that this will be something that can be useful to a lot of people. When my daughter was in Montessori school, I loved discovering at that time the writings of Maria Montessori and her philosophies. And something that really stuck with me is the idea that until you give the child a name for a thing, the thing doesn't exist. It doesn't exist, right? And I think that hits really home for me because I love words. Words are one of my most important tools that I use. And I've always been energized and excited when I came across a new framing, you know, a word for a thing that you feel, but it's like kind of hard to put your head around it or like really have a relationship with it until you give it a name. So I'm sure there are many other ways that we can conceive of being in relationship with our tools to generate magic in our lives. But this is something that I've just really found excites me. And I think that if you listen to Moon to Moon, you probably will find this exciting as well. So in this episode, then, I'm introducing this model, this framing for working with our tools for our magic, for our lives, for our purpose, for our heart, for our relationships, to heal, to feel good, to reclaim ourselves. And I think that you will enjoy it a lot. I want to make sure that you hear, because I don't talk about it till the end of the episode, that I am giving a 2-hour deep dive into this framework to talk about it with you and to talk about all the things that can come up with this framework for whatever you do as a creator, as a giver in your life, trying to make magic, wanting magic. On February 6th, it'll be at 1 Eastern, so noon my time in Central, 10 Pacific, and I'm going to trust that if you're listening outside those time zones, you will figure that out. Hello, listeners in Hawaii and in Europe and all around the world. So I hope you'll join me on Saturday the 6th for this deep dive. If you can't make it live, you'll be able to have the replay. If you are hearing this after the 6th, then you're like, darn it, I'm just going to have it available still to purchase, and you will be able to listen to the replay even if you hear about it after the fact, because I think it's going to be really, really helpful as a teaching, and I'm going to be providing handouts to support you in your process with working with this framework over time. And I'm also going to be continuing to elaborate on this theme with interviews with people that I see bringing magic into the world across the next few months. And I will be just really talking about the Magician's Table a lot here. and in my Instagram and in my newsletter over the next few months, because I think that this is really valuable and really can be really supportive to a lot of people. And it's just that time in one's creative process on my end where this needs to move from beyond, you know, my journaling dreams and my journaling doodles out into the world through my mouth, through my teachings, and through talking, and through answering questions, and through hearing other people's ideas. And just, I want it to belong to everyone now, and it's very exciting for me. So thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy learning about the Magician's Table. I am so excited to share with you a framework that I've been growing in my heart for almost a year now that I think will be really helpful to all of us as a framing device and as a tool of a kind for thinking about creativity, for thinking about showing up to your life with zesty, intuitive devotion, for thinking about your service from your heart, and what you want that to look like, for all dedicants to the existence we have here in this body, on this plane, in this beautiful world together. And that is a framework that I call the Magician's Table. And I'm going to, in this episode, spend some time defining this and building attunement to how we can use this phrasing, this term, the Magician's Table, as a way of conceptualizing what we each are here to do. And I believe that the term is universally applicable to everyone. And then I also find that it will be particularly helpful to people who create in service to others. So I'll explain all of that as we go. Let me tell you a little bit about the term and how I came about it and define it and just begin. So back at the beginning of teaching my year-long astrology class, Charting Your Course, which is not to teach people how to become astrologers, but to teach anyone how to read their own chart, to connect to their direction, purpose, calling, healing, empowerment, and so on. At the very first lesson, I was dreaming on what would be the most helpful way to begin getting someone attuned to their chart. And I had people join in the class who really were at the very beginning of this work, and then some who were very familiar with their chart. But even if they're familiar, I was thinking, you know, it's really about attunement and building an intuitive connection to the chart's language. And so I created a lesson around connecting to the elements in the chart. And the elements are four. They are fire and earth and air and water. And each of these elements is connected to three signs. So there's three signs per element, and there's four elements, thus 12 signs, right? So I created a kind of ritual lesson whereby people could connect in a beautiful space with an object that symbolizes each of these elements, and then guided them in a meditation to connect with their relationship to each element and how it lives in their lives and lives through them in their works, and also how they might want to adjust and grow and expand and heal in the realms of living that have to do with each of those four signs. And then we use that as a way to just begin, right? Begin the journey. So I called that lesson the Magician's Table. And so each of the participants, if they felt called to, created their own table space with an object that represented each element. And that could be like a sacred container then, that space that they created for the journey of being in class together for a year. And we're still together, and it's an incredible group. And I intend to offer this again in 2021, but probably not until May at the earliest. So if you are interested in learning about your chart and astrology and you want to learn with me, just thank you for your patience. It will come back around and open again. And I look forward to beginning anew with a new group of incredible people. So in general, the response to this lesson was wildly enthusiastic, and we had a wonderful beginning because we were grounded in this relational dynamic with these four elements that make up the language of astrology and also make up the language of the tarot. So, of course, if you are familiar with the tarot, the language, the terming the Magician's Table, comes from the Magician card, which is one of the major arcana of the tarot. It's not card number one, is the Magician. And so that card usually pictures a figure of some kind, an animal or a human, who stands before a symbolic representation of each of the four suits of the minor arcana of the tarot, which are the wands, the swords, the cups, and the pentacles. And in turn, each of those symbols is representative of an element, the same elements that we see in the language of the zodiac. So the wands represent fire, swords represent air, pentacles represent earth, and cups represent water. So usually on the Magician card, these objects are set on a table. And so somewhere along the line, I've like Googled it, like, am I taking this from someone? Because it's so perfect. Like, how can this be available? But I'm sure. Tell me, reach out to me if you've heard somebody else talking about the Magician's Table in the way that I am here. To me, the Magician's Table, over time of building a relationship with the tarot and with the elements and the zodiac, the Magician's Table has come to represent for me my relationship with the elements, my relationship with the experiences and the principles and the actions and the fears and the struggles and the healing journeys that are connected to each of the four elements. And if you don't know what I mean by that yet, I'm going to keep defining this. And so if I was going to invite people to connect to the elements, it felt like, well, that's like a Magician's Table scenario. That's Magician's Table, like standing in front of your elements and developing a relationship to each of these elements as a tool. So after that lesson, I began noodling a lot in my journal, as I do, because I wake up really early to noodle. And I would just find myself like writing the words, the Magician's Table, and like practicing my cursive, like making it pretty. And I would kind of zone out as I would write, and just imagining like the Magician's Table. Like I could feel it coming, but just sort of like, what are you trying to tell me? And besides, all I could do was noodle, because as many of you know, 2020 for me was a year where my magician, my internal magician, was deep in a writing project that took up a lot of my time. So there was not an opportunity to really act upon this concept as much as dream on it, you know what I mean? And so I just kind of let it be there. And as my writing wrapped up and I finished the last book of Living the Signs is what I'm referring to, I was like, magician's table, it's time, you know? So I began to really call in, like, what could this be? Like, what does this want to be? And I began to understand that the magician's framework is really kind of a framework for how I see everything that we all do, in a way. Everything we're trying to do here has to do with the magician's table. So let me dig into what I mean by that. Okay, so the magician is what we can call an archetype. Each of the major arcana is an archetype in the tarot, just like each of the planets are in astrology. And the idea with the term archetyped is that these are like broad, vast fields of energy and thought forms that across time and culture and difference, human beings are connected to their understanding of this thought term, archetype, the archetype of blank or blank, lives across time, culture, and difference. It has its variations according to time, culture, and difference, but it's like we understand an archetype when we encounter it. And actually, we know them and we remember them because they're all inside of us, is what I might argue. So let's just take then as a truth that I'm presuming, right? Like, let's experiment with accepting the truth that the archetype thought form of the magician is something that not only we can all attune to as like, I kind of get what that means, the magician. I can see it. I can feel it. I kind of know what that character means, right? But also let's play with the idea that everybody is a magician. The magician lives inside of you. And perhaps you know this immediately and you're nodding because you're like, definitely I'm a magician. Like, I feel this in myself. And others of you may feel very far away from it. But I would like to play with the idea that the magician is an archetypal energy that you can have a relationship with at any time, because all you have to do is remember and build that back out again, because it's in a part of you and that wants to play. So I personally believe that the more anyone might invite in the magician, the more magical and enchanted that their life will feel. So, like, what are some qualities then, right? Like, what are some qualities of the magician? To me, the magician has to do with being able to show up and bring out into your life, your lived experience, that which you feel for as your truth in an internal way. But that's not as straightforward as it seems. And we often feel like our external life is not representative necessarily of what we feel our truth to be. And we might feel that our internal truth, for some reason, is not showing up around us. Which is why the more one can cultivate a relationship with one's magician and build tools to help one with that, we can shift our circumstances and shift our lives in ways that help us feel like we are actually creating the life that we feel is our truth and what we want of it. So working with a magician to me is an essential part of moving through life, because with a feeling of empowerment, with a feeling of satisfaction with the alignment between one's inner truth and one's like evidence of that around oneself, right? And feeling really connected into what the world is that we're living based on our experience of reality. So the magician has this quality of being able to quote unquote manifest, you manifest, will manifest, in the sense of like, I dreamt it and then I created it. It came forward from my passion, or it came forward from my felt truth. It came forward from my intuition and I made it so. And there's this aspect to the card usually of the figure having some kind of connection to source above, like some kind of spirit connection. Maybe it's to the planets. Whatever that is that we communicate with to support us in co-creating our purpose and our lives. And then there's an aspect of the figure pointing down to the earth and like bringing the thing here, making it present for one to look at as evidence, right? And the really yummy feeling of living in a way that continuously and easefully makes this so, right? And so for me, this idea of like being a magician is not like for some people and not for other people. It is for everyone. And for me, it's kind of the essential card of the major arcana of the tarot. Even though we say that the fool being the zero card, kind of travels through all of them, you know, for me, the magician's in all of them too, because, well, first of all, it's one. So it's made of the number that is in all the other numbers, right? That all other numbers are put together with the number one in some way. So the magician's in everything, you know, and as we move through different kinds of experiences, so our magician grows, or so our magician struggles. Like our magician is really us as we're trying to show up to our lives, you know? And so in everything we do, it's like this connectedness to co-creation with divine, bringing it out, bringing our truth out. How do we do it? In relation to our tools, in relationship to what we have to work with. And that's what brings us to the table. So the table to me is made up of the four elements, the cup, the sword, the wand, and the pentacle. Each represents an element, and an element is a way of doing things. It's a way of channeling, connecting to different kinds of energy for the human experience. And I feel that we all have a connectedness in an affinity, a natural affinity to certain ways of doing certain elements that feel easy. And we have areas of ways of working with certain elements that feel like a struggle, or feel like, why is this so hard? Or like, God, I sure wish I had that person's cup. You know, right? And so working with our elements is really like working with our toolkit. It's working with our skill set. It's working with our gifts. It's working with our lessons and building our capacity to learn from them and feel in trust with them. Because like, to me, what you're going for in your creative life is to trust. You know, you want to feel like when you show up to your table, meaning to your skills, you trust them. You trust them that they're going to do what you vision. You want to trust them that they're going to do what you want without betraying you in some way. You trust that they're going to do what you want with them in ways that may even surprise you, because they're like playing back with you, you know, like, ooh, I'm going to gift you back because we've got such a good relationship. You know, that feeling where maybe you write something or you create something and it's better than you ever could have wanted it to be. And you just feel like somehow something was gifting you back, right? Like that's what we're going for, right? And even more, like sometimes we want our tools, the magician's table's tools to be helping us to survive, you know, helping us to create good relationships, helping us to feel like we're living in our purpose, Our relationship to our tools is just so much. So let me speak a little bit about each of those in case this is totally brand new for you. And I know that a lot of people listening, this is not brand new, but it to me is always helpful to hear things said again to kind of like renew our relationship, right? So the wand of the tarot has to do with our fire. And in astrology, we associate the fire signs with Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. So fire itself is not a single thing. It's made up of other qualities that like differing aspects to the fire. We think about in the tarot, each of the cards that we associate, ace through 10 with wands, plus the court cards of the wands, they each speak to a whole range of ways that we can work with fire. So it's not a monolithic single thing. But we can speak to our fire as having to do with our creativity, our zestiness, our confidence. To me, it's really about our animated spirit, like the animated spirit energy that is trying to come through and up out of us. It sparkles out of our eyes, you know? It's energy that moves upward that people can feel. And we have to tend to our fire and take care of our fire and watch our fire, like give it boundaries, give it what it needs. And each of the elements has a desire for boundaries and a desire to be cared for, you know? And ideally there's this sense of being in skillful relationship with your animated energy so you help it go where it wants to go. The sword is air, which in the language of the zodiac is Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. So we're in an air sign season right now as I'm recording this in Aquarius season. And so air has to do with our mental capacities. Air has to do with communication then, with relating, with word making, wordsmithing, how we're making sense of things. And so it also includes brain chemistry, like what our brain does when we're determining what something means. And it can be an area that's very difficult for a lot of us. In the tarot, we associate the swords with ace through 10 of swords experiences and the court cards of the swords. And a lot of those can be some of the harder suit cards in the whole of the tarot because our brain can be where we're like most difficult with ourselves. So it's a really important tool to be in good relationship with your sword, which can represent ideally your discernment, your wisdom, and your truth. Then there's the cup, which is related to water, which is your emotional world, your feeling world, your dream world, your unconscious, which is so much a part of our human life. Well, we don't even see it or understand it, but yet it's behind so much of our behavior. In the language of astrology, that's Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. And then in the tarot, it's ace through 10 of cups, plus the court cards of the cups. And they all speak to the various range of felt experience, our feeling worlds, where that are as a huge part of life. So building skill there is really helpful because, especially because it can relate to unconscious things that we're not looking at or taking care of for ourselves that could help with what we're doing out in the world. And then the pentacle is earth, and the pentacle relates then to Taurus and to Virgo and to Capricorn in the language of the zodiac, and ace through 10 of pentacles and the pentacles court cards all speak to the various ways we show up to the earthly plane. This is where we do things here on earth, in our bodies. Earth begins with body, food, our home, our stuff, everything that's like touchable, tangible, physical, material is our earthly life. So our money, our assets, it's what we have built around us. And then it's also our business and how we show up to the tasks and the practical life of what our business work is that we have to do. So, a quick way of thinking about earth is practical life. And that begins with the body. And so we have these tools and we stand before them. And I have found that the more I adjust, heal with, grow from, and build my relationship to the elements that are the signs, that are these tools, the more I feel I open myself into greater wholeness, and I bring myself increasingly out of the past tense and into present time, because it is only in the present time that we can create. And the magician is all about creating. It's also important to say that the magician in the tarot is associated with the planet Mercury. Each of the major cards of the tarot is associated with a sign or a planet. And the magician is associated with Mercury. And Mercury is a really, really, really important part of who we are. Mercury is the closest planet to the sun, and it moves very quickly around the sun. And from the perspective of the Earth, 3 times a year, it appears like it's going backwards. And so 3 times a year for 3 weeks, we have what's called a Mercury retrograde, where we realign with the principles of Mercury. Principles of Mercury include like all of our mental capacities, how we analyze, how we make words, how we communicate, how we're thinking about things. It's also our ability to think magically, as in abstract thought, theory, inventiveness, being able to just look at something and see it in a different way. In the myths, Mercury, Hermes is the trickster too. So our brain, you know, can play tricks on us, can like take us for a little trick. And it's like, it can be really difficult working with the brain sometimes. And so working with Mercury, a lot of it has to do with like building a relationship to like what's going on in my brain. You know, like what is the narrative that I'm making? Because the way we see reality, the way we understand it, the way our brain decides what reality is, then determines the reality that we experience. So the more we're in relationship to the crafting of reality according to the brain, Mercury, and reprogram it in order to make it more expansive to possibilities that would be good for us, the more we are creating our own reality. And that's why it feels magical. Terence McKenna said that the syntactical nature of reality, the real secret of magic, is that the world is made of words. And if you know the words that the world is made of, you can make of it whatever you wish. And that is really so much of working with the magician's table, is to make the world what you wish. Because if everyone is in deep connection with their magician and creating an outward reality according to the vision of the truth that lives inside them, that has been deprogrammed from unhelpful conditioning and reprogrammed to be in the present moment where we see things clearly, then we are collectively creating a different reality. And it really begins one by one with each person helping themselves. Because attunement to where we are with the tools always is constantly in a process of then realignment. We feel a kind of realignment every time we go in and work to make our relationship with one of our tools better. And then, of course, there's lots of crossover, like merging fire and water, merging fire and air, how can these elements work together? You know, when we put them together in different ways, like, what does this want from me? What, where am I in the way of this element, this tool working for me the way that I want it to? And so thus, like, the inner work that we do to reimagine and revision, all the RE words are for retrogrades, right? Retrogrades help us to reimagine and revision how we want to make this magic that is the way that we're making meaning. And the way that we make meaning sometimes has to do with a block that we have with our tool that we can then reprogram to present time, in which we can work with that tool in a different way that will be better for us. So for me, there's no point where we get to our magician's table and we're like, well, looks like my table is perfect, so figured it all out. You know, it's like just a process of feeling more and more connected. And we have regularly opportunities to realign. And that doesn't mean we're doing anything wrong. The realignment is all about how to get stronger, how to get better, how to get more deeply into attunement with what our table wants from us. Because one of the things that I say a lot and that I've learned is that, like, if you decide you want things to change, you know, if you decide you want things to change, then you're going to want to have more tools to help you. And if you want more tools to help you, you're going to have to heal, because you're going to bump into areas where you're like, but I can't do that. Or like, that's not me though, you know? And all of that is just Mercury trickster that can be reprogrammed with your devoted patience and time and willingness to imagine, right? And so the more you heal, then the more you will grow and expand and realign. And then it really just keeps looping, because then the more you find yourself creating the magic that you wanted your life to be, the more you feel just that vitality of what's possible when your magician is in flow. And there's always going to be, to me, like, areas that you bump into some new things. And this is good, because it means on the other side of healing, you will grow. And modeling is so important for others, right? Like, the more you're connected to your magician's table, the more you're modeling that for other people to show them what is possible in case it's hard for them to believe. I do think that boundaries are a really important aspect of working with each of the elements. The more each tool, each element, each sign has an area of that invites in better boundaries so that you can have that better relationship with it. So often the realignment has to do with better boundaries for a more clear relationship with that tool. For me, the table itself is tied to circumstances, right? Like, our tools are set on top of our circumstances. And so it can be very difficult to shift circumstances sometimes. There are a lot of systemic reasons why circumstances are wildly unfair and unjust. This is true. However, I also have found that the more I expand my tools, the more it's possible. Here I'm saying this as a wise, white, able-bodied, cisgendered person, but I do find it's true that the more you build your tools, grow your tools, expand with your tools, feel in alignment with your tools, the more you are able to slowly or even abruptly change your circumstances in ways that will be much more supportive and nourishing for you. And that's when change can feel possible. What is the relationship between the magician's table to your chart? I would say in many ways, the chart can provide a kind of map or set of guidance to help you understand your relationship to the elements and your relationship to your tools. and the circumstances that may have been part of your life to bring you to whatever, wherever you are in the current, in your current reality or past reality, if you want to look to a past self. And I think that your chart can speak to, you know, where you have incredible gifts with certain elements that you may not really even notice because they're so obvious and easy to you that you may not recognize how high value that is. And your chart can also show areas where there may be tension for you that you can work with, that there may be blocks that you can heal, that like where is the reprogramming? A lot of times, yes, the chart can tell us this. However, as I say a lot, we don't have to have astrology to tell us what we can pick up on intuitively. So this is true also. So what this is just the beginning of everything that I have to say about this. This is like, this is an introduction. Let me tell you now what things are coming up that are going to help you like actually get started, right? Like, okay, sounds good. How do I do that? I have these things coming up. Okay, so first of all, on February 6th, I'm going to have a live virtual webinar where I'm going to give you 2 hours worth of rich discussion with each element, talking about ways to grow better boundaries and build better practices with your tools by element. And I'm going to have lots of opportunity for asking questions for your unique personal work with certain elements or with certain signs or certain tools, depending on what's going on for you in the work in the world that you're trying to do, right? So this webinar is going to be open to anyone who wants to grow more skill in their magician archetype, which is to me, everyone. And you know who you are, like if it's this is all really speaking to you, please show up because it's applicable to anybody's job in the world, anybody's job in the world. And job doesn't have to be something you're paid for. Job just means like what your spirit feels called into doing. I'm also going to be dropping podcast episodes on topics that I've covered here in this introduction that are much more expansive. And I'm going to be having interviews with people that I see as living the element that we talk about or living aspects of the magician table in rich ways that teach me and that help me and model for me. And I know will help enrich listeners and model for rich listeners, you, how to grow your relationship with each of these signs. So of course that's freely given because it will be through this podcast. And then the big news is that I am starting in spring, going to be holding space for a 10-week, I'm contemplating making it longer, but I hate to overdo it. So I think it's gonna be 10 weeks, holding space for a workshop circle for only 12 people to build their magician's table in a very intimate setting where we all get to know each other. And it's a beautiful vessel for growing your identity as a magician. And I'm specifically wanting for this container people who are emerging readers. By emerging readers, I mean people who are coming into their identity and their self-naming as astrologers, as tarot readers, as both. I'm open to other modalities as well, but I would want anyone coming in as any kind of reader to have a really strong foundation in the tarot and the language of astrology so that you can keep up with the vocabulary that I'm going to be using with everyone, and we're all going to speak the language together. So it's for emerging readers to be a space for you to come into a beautiful, clear connection with your table, with your tools, both internally building personal practices as well as externally, with how you're showing up with clients and how you're showing up in a public way in whatever spaces that you're using to grow your voice. This is going to be a way to connect to each of the elements for you and to each other. There's going to be a lot of witnessing, like one-on-one witnessing outside of the group meetups, so that together you can practice different things with each other. And like, that's why it's going to be a workshop circle. And so that will be called the Magician's Table, a workshop circle for emerging readers. And that's going to be an incredible space to make lasting, lasting collegial friendships that can support each other for years as you grow and allow you just a safe space to come into your voice as a reader. And then the webinar is going to be the Magician's Table and Elemental Tools for Emerging Readers. I think I called it that, but maybe I should change the name to Elemental Tools for Your Magic. Yeah, that's what I mean. I'll change the title. Because that is going to be really for anyone who creates, who sees themselves as a magician, who shows up in service, who shows up in the world for their work, and they want to feel more alignment with their elemental tools for whatever it is the work is that they're doing. Yes, I'm so excited. I hope that you feel excited. I hope that you feel inspired by this. Please reach out if you want to go back and forth on these topics. On my website, you will now see a page called The Magician's Table. And there I have information about the framework as well as the webinar, which is going to be a crowdcast webinar on February 6th. And then I give a little bit of information about the circle, but I'm not going to give all that information until on the other side of the webinar. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you are feeling excited. I hope I will see you in the webinar, and I'm wishing you all the best in the weeks ahead.